internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am Stephen Roy. It is the 31st of January, the year of our Lord, 2026. Got a show for you today. I'm not going to say it's a great show, but it's a show. And I'll tell you why in the Rumble. It's my daughter's birthday, so we got to talk about that on the Rumble. The survival of Snowmageddon. Yeah. Snowmageddon 2026. Oh my God. The horror. What do we get? 6 inches of snow? Oh! You'd think it shut down the whole town forever. All right, let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Let me stop this. Turn over and start it again. Let me get a drink of water. Ah. Don't be scared. I got a new song for you coming up in the podcast. Right after this. Video that reset a little bit crooked. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the year of our no, let's start it again. That's what's great about recording, right? You should start it over again. Yeah, told you I was a bit out of it. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for January 31st, the year of our Lord, 2026. Yes, that's my name, Stephen Roy. See, it's right here. Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can find me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. If I look a little tired, you got a little bags under the eyes, well, that's because I was up most of the night last night. I don't talk about work, so I'm not going to talk about it. But let's just say I'm on call 24/7 and I worked almost all night. And I got about 4 hours of sleep. That's what I got last night. So I'm tired. I almost forgot to do the Rumble. Well, Dee and I went and ran a couple errands today. And so I cooked a great breakfast, ran a couple errands, had a great dinner, late lunch, early dinner. And so here we are on the Rumble. Now, it's January 31st. What does that mean? Well, it means my daughter has been on this earth 33 years, and I remember where I was January 31st, 2026. Now, for those of you who think infanticide is okay, let me tell you a little story. My wife had complications. We lost our first child at 4.5 months. Now, that's a half-term baby. Now, you might think, oh, it's okay to have an abortion at, you know, 4.5 months. So let's see, 36, that's 18 weeks. So it's not okay to have an abortion at 18 weeks. The baby was small, right? Is that half of 36? Anyway, the baby was small, but he was still a baby. He may have only been this long, but he looked like a baby. The doctor made me look at him face down to show me that the umbilical cord had wrapped around his neck several times, and that's why he was stillborn. Terrible. Terrible thing to have to see. You know, what's been seen can't be unseen. And then my ex-wife had complications with my daughter. And anyway, long story short, she was born 6 weeks premature, 4 pounds. I could hold her in my hand, one hand. I could hold her in my hand because she was only 4 pounds. And now she's 33. So that's a miracle. That is a miracle. If it happened, what, 10, 20 years before, she would not have made it. So that was in 1993 she was born. So that makes her 33 today. So happy birthday, my beautiful baby girl. I'm so proud of the woman you have become. Well, we survived Snowmageddon, which is laughable. We got like 6 inches of snow. I had 12 inches in places, drifted in my yard, right, in my driveway. And it took me a little while to shovel it out, and I'm glad I did. If you don't shovel it out, it thaws and freezes, and you know you're gonna have an ice rink, is what's gonna happen. You're gonna have snow so packed you'll never be able to shovel it. That's why I shoveled a path from the back patio over to the backyard so the dogs could poo, and I shoveled from the front door out to the curb for the 8,973 deliveries that Dee gets every week. And I'm not exaggerating. And then I also shoveled the driveway, especially on Dee's side of the driveway. We parked Dee's car in the garage, her SUV, and I shoveled that half of the driveway so she could get out. Now, my truck does not park inside. Yeah, I could probably fit it in the garage, but I have to completely clear out that side of the garage with, you know, all my gardening stuff and we don't have a shed. We don't have a big enough yard to have a shed. I showed you the shed on the shed. No, I showed you the backyard on our last show. And so you'll have to check that out. And does it say Snowmageddon? I think I said Snowmageddon was coming. So that's laughable. And why do I laugh? Because I've lived in snow country. I lived where we got, it was over 3 feet in one night in Mammoth Lakes, California. If you don't know where that is, Mammoth is in the eastern Sierra Nevada. And I can remember one morning opening the back door. I used to shovel the back door to the parking area where I parked. Didn't have a garage. We had a brand new, they called it a double wide, but it was basically a 1.5 wide, brand new. And I shoveled from there, from the back door, all the way over to the parking area. And then, of course, I had to shovel the cars out every day to be able to go to work. And at the time, I did have an ATV that had a snowplow on it, and that was great. But your vehicles had to be out of the driveway to be able to push the snow. So in other words, to get the vehicles out, I had to shovel them. So I posted a picture of my truck with 6 inches of snow on it on the X. Check it out. It's at Stephen Roy Radio, at Stephen Roy Radio. So follow me there if you want. And got almost 9,500 followers, which I appreciate. And of course, you can see pictures and stuff that I post all the time. I apologize in advance for some of the things I post. But anyway, so that was Snowmageddon. Now, I know how to drive in the snow. Now, I don't have a four-wheel drive truck. My truck is two-wheel drive, and it's a company truck, so it's not like I have a choice. And I do not drive it long distance if conditions are bad. Now, going to the office during the day, I'll drive. I don't care what the conditions are. I know how to drive in those conditions. Yesterday, going to the office, there was bare pavement in most places, but we're on one road. It's an older neighborhood, and almost every intersection to the side roads has a ditch, right? So you go down in the ditch and then up again. And so runoff from snow melting is in the ditch, so there's water. And then people splash that water up onto the road, and then it freezes, right? So I know to go slow in that whole section, and I do. So yesterday I was going about 24 in second gear. I have a manual shift deal on my truck, so I put it in first gear and then second gear, and I drove in second gear until it was bare pavement again. And so everybody's going the same speed or slower behind me, and all of a sudden this lifted truck comes up hauling A on the left, and when he gets up beside me, all of a sudden he goes, and starts skidding, and I'm like, OS. So I just kept going the same pace, right? Kept going the same pace, because I was only going like 24. And so I get past him, he spins, right? Facing the opposite direction, that's why he makes a 180, and then he completely spins another 360. Now I'm sure he was puckering at that. He's in the median, it's like a double yellow line that's broken in the middle, because it's a turning lane to go to these side roads or alleys In that neighborhood, I think their garages are all in the front, but the alleys are used for utilities and trash. So trash trucks actually drive down these alleys. And so, anyway, long story short, he didn't crash. He didn't hit me. I don't think he hit anybody else. But that's what happens when you drive too fast when conditions are bad. So the farthest I went was from here to the next town north, which is about a 45 minute drive. Yeah, I mean, there are little towns in between. But I went about 65 all the way there. And by the time I left in the afternoon to come back, the TxDOT had done such a good job plowing the road. The roads were completely bare pavement. Hardly any snow at all, like under bridges and places where it wouldn't melt as much. Hardly any. So I went 75 almost all the way back from that town. So that was my excitement for the week. And as you can see, I'm tired. So, but you know, I knew I had to get the Stephen Roy Rumble and podcast done just for you. So you had that to listen to. Isn't that exciting? So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. And I know there's some stuff that I posted. I just posted an article. Here it is. The cheer squad lines up for stunts, but nobody wants to work with this dude because he's a big dude. I mean, he's not just fat. He is a big dude. He probably should be playing freaking line for some Division I school. Well, he does such a great job. Can you see it? Does such a great job with this cheerleader. I mean, he's lifting her. And look at her jump. Watch her jump. Boom! And he lifts her up. I mean, the guy's good. And so Dutch posts this. He said, the cheer squad lines up for stunts, but none of the girls want to partner with the big guy. He's overweight, and they hesitate, glancing around instead of stepping up. Then one girl confidently walks over, teams up with him, and suddenly he's crushing every lift, toss, and extension like it's nothing. The whole dynamic changes for the better. Do you think the others were right to judge him by his appearance at first? Or should teams give everyone a fair shot regardless of looks? Yes, everyone should give this dude a fair shot. Now, what is it I always say? What is it I always say? I say, hey, as long as... What the heck is this? What I imagine Hillary Clinton's library is full of. Yeah, that looks about right, Susie. Looks about right. Anyway, clicked on the wrong thing again. So let's go back to the X. Hit replies. It shows what Hillary's library probably looks like. So tell me, did you ever have one of these? Do you ever have one of these or see one of these when you were growing up? See the pin? See the pin? It's got like blue, black, blue, black, red, green, ink, all in one pin. So you push one of these D-hookies, this gill hooky, one of these. That just doesn't sound right. Anyway, you mash one of these gill hookies down, and then you have that color pin. And it says, don't lie. You tried pushing down a few at the same time, didn't you? Yeah, I have. They just don't come out. But I did. So I said, who, me? Who, me? You know, halo around the head. It's funny. Eric posts this, and I knew this was coming. Things like this are happening in Nastyfornia. Wow. Millions of Californians are furious after leftist Dem officials plan a tax on miles driven. Now, I don't know how they regulate that. Is there like a transponder in your car? That tells you, are you going to tell them that you've driven more miles than you have? No. Stupid. Anyway, the tax is going to range between $1,200 to over $4,000 a year on families based on the mileage you drive in Nastyfornia. Eric says, holy crap, just leave California. Yeah, I escaped California and I arrived in West Texas June 1st, 2017. So this year will be 9 years since I escaped Nastyfornia. Next year's 10 years. So are you officially a Texan when you've lived there 10 years? I'm just asking for a friend. Eric says, French Laundry Gabby is going to destroy his own state even more than he has. Yes, sir. Yes, Eric, you are correct. French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. Now he's trying to screw Californians even more. There is no end to leftist greed, and that's the bottom line. There is no end to what these people will do to you in leftist-ran states. There is no end. They allow in a few hundred million illegal aliens. They rape and murder women and children. They poison people with fentanyl and other drugs. It's not just fentanyl, but other drugs, too, are murdering hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. Now, thank God President Trump is in office, and we've been able to close the gates to the southern border, to the northern border. Don't think we don't have a problem on the north. Don't think we have a problem at sea, because we do. They're still coming here, but not at the pace they were before. And then I posted this that I posted so many times from Sir Winston Churchill. He said this: socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of innocence, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. Yes, Sir Winston Churchill is right. That's socialism. That's socialism. The equal sharing of misery. No, no. You can't be better than someone else. No, no. Oh, your child excels in school? He's like near genius level? No, 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 no. He needs to take Ritalin. He needs to be drugged so that he's the same as everybody else. We don't want a kid that's more active. We don't want a kid that's more intelligent. No, no, no. He must be drugged. He has attention deficit disorder. He needs to be drugged. That's BS. You know? It is. It's just BS. Makes me ill. I'm not going to talk about that because I'm not going to give them, not going to give that to him, to them. Here's an excellent video I posted. Nick Shirley just dropped a video on X of a building with 20 plus healthcare providers in one building. And I assume this is in Minnesota, Stan. 20 plus healthcare providers. Okay, it's not a healthcare provider. It's just an office, right? Just an office. So there's a physical address. And then they apply for federal funding because they're a medical provider. Right? I'm providing medical assistance to Somalis, to illegal aliens. So I need $1 billion from the government. Oh no, we're not going to actually open an office. None of these offices are open. He tries the door on every one of them. None of them are open. So stand up for Trump, said MAGA, will not go silent on this. Keep investigating. Do you firmly support Nick Shirley on this? I say abso-effin-lutely, abso-effin-lutely, I support Nick. He's doing what the regular media can't do. So thank God for Nick. Thank God for X. Thank God that there are alternative platforms to expose this fraud. And that's what it is, massive fraud. Kentucky girl posted this yesterday, and it's laughable. What kind of woman claws her way out of Harvard Law, that means barely made it, out of Harvard Law, stacks a fat $70 million in the bank, that's nothing, it's more like a billion between Michael and Malbama, pumps out six fake books, with ghostwriters obviously, spends 8 years as first lady, yeah, more like the first dude, the first trans dude, that's what Michael is, the first trans dude. Raises two adopted kids and still bitches about every good thing under the sun. Like, all the time. You are correct, Kentucky girl. This is Michael Malbama. Michael Malbama is hands down the most miserable, ungrateful, sour-faced buzzkill I've ever had the misfortune of watching open her hot dog hole. That's right. Geez, take a win once in your life, Michael. And try being grateful for a damn minute. Yeah, and I said, I said, what did I say? I said, oops, there's a picture of her and something is out. There's a video of her dancing on Ella with something hanging out. Oh, gosh. I can't even find my comment, but I did comment on that. Michelle posted, scientific algorithm determines most oppressed person in history is Michael Malbama. That's funny. That's funny. I don't follow her, but I do now. Oh, boy. Lots of funny memes. I'm not gonna comment anymore, but yeah. Yeah. And then some guy posted some dumb S stuff that I'm not even gonna mention. Eric posted, Elon Musk is a much better richest man in the world than Billy Gates ever was. Yeah, I said truer words never spoken. Billy Gates is deliberately injecting third world nations with experimental poison. They're experimenting with vaccines in third world nations, right? So I guess if you're in a third world nation like India, it's okay to inject people with absolute S just to see if it works or not, I guess, huh? Is that it? The French justice minister just called for a 3-year moratorium on the intentional invasion of illegal aliens in France. And I said, stopping the intentional invasion is the only way to make France a stand, France again. And that's the absolute truth. Absolute truth. Did you know that Zohan the communist has stopped the raid of homeless encampments in New York City? He stopped it. Well, let me tell you what happens in the winter in New Yorkistan. You have a homeless encampment, right? It's full of drug addicts, and 99% of these people are mentally disabled, right? And granted, the mental health system in this nation sucks. So most of these people are on drugs or are alcoholics. And guess what? They freeze to death because they're on the street homeless. Now, here's what happened in the past. Before Zohan the communist, they would raid the homeless shelters. These homeless people would have nowhere to go, and they would go to shelters where they could actually get out of the freezing cold, right? That's where they would go, and it would save their lives. So since Zohan the communist has stopped the destruction of homeless encampments, 10 people died in the last storm. 10 people died. And their blood is on the hands of Zohan the communist because he refuses to stop homeless encampments in New Yorkistan. I say bye-bye, bye-bye New Yorkistan, bye-bye, bye-bye. This is what happens when you elected Zohan the communist. Mm-hmm. Elon posts this. Any government that puts the rights of fake asylum seekers above their own children being brutally raped or killed is psychotically evil and utterly illegitimate. Absolutely. A girl 12 was raped in a park after being pursued by asylum seekers. I said, oh, yeah, they're illegal migrants. That's another term even Newsmax uses. They're illegal migrants. Oh, they're just migrating. Ha ha, ha ha ha. They're just migrating. That's okay. They can migrate to wherever they want to go. And we have to give them a free cell phone. We have to give them free housing. We have to give them free health care. We have to give them $3,000 or $4,000 cash a month, right? EBT card. Oh, here you go. Here's a few thousand dollars a month to go buy a bunch of crap. You can eat crap. Just amazes me when these welfare mothers who are getting EBT cards brag about buying frickin' S. I mean, it's soda and sweets and chips and just absolute crap. That's crisps and biscuits for those of you in the UK or Australia. Yeah, that's crap. You know, the government should not pay you to buy crap. Now, what have I said before? Not because you're a lazy F and don't want to work. No, no, no. That's not why you get assistance. You get assistance because you legitimately can't work. Helped a guy. I opened the door for a guy in one of the poorest places in the city yesterday. And he had one leg, right? So you know what my first thought was? Veteran. Got his leg blown off in the war. He's in an electric chair, right? An electric little scooter thing. And he's got one leg. So I opened the door and let him in, right? Let him into the building. Well, he had already opened up the outer door. Well, you have to have a little key fob, a little beep, to be able to do that. So he was struggling to get through that first door. I opened up the second door because there's two doors to have an air gap because it is cold and hot here and windy. And with that wind comes dust. So that's why they have dual doors to this building. Anyway, so if that gentleman, and this building is like 90% Section 8 housing, I don't have a problem with that. I have never had a problem in the building. Never had a problem. And I go there because we have a large facility there, right? So, what was my point? He's there because he's in Section 8 housing, likely. I don't have a problem if he gets assistance and he's a veteran. Get your leg blown off in war. We should take care of you for the rest of your life because you have a disability for the rest of your life, right? Now, I think even with a disability, he should be able to work part-time. I mean, you can even work remote jobs nowadays from home, which I think is awesome. I have no problem with that because that's today's technology. And if, let's say he's doing customer service or some kind of, you know, phone support. AI is never going to be as good as a human, ever. Never will. Never. Sorry, but it's just not. A robot can't do my job. Now, I think we should have surrogates. If you haven't seen the movie Surrogates, highly recommend you watch it. It's a Bruce Willis movie. Great movie. I really enjoyed it. Now, I'd love to have a surrogate, right? When I worked, I think I've worked like over 40 hours overtime in the last probably 10 days. Now, if I had a surrogate, I would stay home, right? Get in my sim chair, send my surrogate in my truck to go do the work, right? That's how you would do the work. You wouldn't even have to leave your home. Now, it's not quite the same as having human interaction. If you're interacting with the world via a surrogate. But let's be honest, I'm not 20 years old, right? I could work way longer now with a surrogate. Now, if you haven't seen the movie Surrogates, I recommend it. I think it's like 99% of the world's population has a surrogate, right? So, anyway, good show, good movie. You'll have to watch it, Surrogates. I watched Chicago live, the band Chicago. It was from March 2024 from the Venetian Theater. Now, in the near future, Dee and I will be seeing Chicago at the Venetian Theater in Las Vegas, and I'm looking forward to it, and I hope they're just as good today, less than two years later than they were then. If they're just as good, I'm looking so forward to see them because they sound just the same as they did like in the 70s. I mean, can you believe that? To be like 75 years old and still performing? Now, Dee and I saw the Eagles last year, and that was Valentine's weekend. Last year, we saw the Eagles at the Sphere, and we're going back again in the near future. I'm not going to tell you exactly when, and I'm looking forward to that show. Be a good show, and we have even better seats than we did before, and we're going again because, let's be honest, they're not going to be performing forever. Now, when we saw them, that music was awesome. So good. It was Joe Walsh. I want to say Glenn Frey. Stephen Schmidt, right? I believe that's the bass guitar player. They were great. And then playing with them, I'm terrible. I'm so terrible with names. I'm going to look it up because it bothers me when I can't remember stuff. Eagles members. Now, when you type in Eagles members, it will give you the original members. And a lot of the original members are not who you think they are today. Okay, Don Henley. Don Henley is, I believe that's, he's still playing with them. Deacon Frey, Vince Gill are playing with them after Glenn Frey. Yeah, Deacon Frey. Deacon Frey is playing with them. That's Glenn Frey's son. Glenn Frey tragically died. And Deacon Frey is good. He can sing. He can play the guitar. Vince Gill is awesome. Great musician. Great vocals. Enjoyed seeing them. But, you know, we were so far back, we couldn't really see well. Right? So that's one of the reasons why we're going back again. And we're looking for... Glenn Frey died in 2016. Which is tragic, because he really wasn't that old. Right? Okay, I'm 59. So as you get older, you know, I mean, you know, even 70 is too young. You know, Catherine O'Hara just died at 71. That's not that old. It really isn't. I think you should at least live to at least 75, right? And 80. I would say at 80, you've lived a full life. My dad died at 85. That's a good life. My mom died, I think she was in her mid-70s. That's too young. Too young. She died in 2013. My dad died in 2021. So he lived without her for 8 years, which is sad. It really is. Maybe not quite 8 years. She died in December of 2013. He died in the summer of 2021. So, and I miss them every day. I do, every day. So look, my advice to you from your Uncle Stephen is to cherish those that you have around you. Thank God for the people that you have in your life. I thank God every day for my beautiful wife, Dee, for my good job. I complain about my job. I certainly did yesterday. I'm still very thankful that I have a good job that pays well. And without that, we wouldn't have our beautiful home. I probably wouldn't have the time or facilities to be able to do this show for you. And I wouldn't even be able to think about returning to broadcasting full time. And I'm very thankful for my children, for my great West Texas family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessings you give me every day. Thank you for giving us the Powerball tonight, with which we'll be able to do all the things you have envisioned for us to do in your name. So thank you. Thank you for watching today. Do appreciate that you watch each and every week. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep! That's it for the Rumble. We will upload that to the server and continue on the podcast. I do have a song I want to play for you, so I'm going to play that next. Now, I just saw this song in a movie, and I believe it was Lenny from Puerto Rico that first requested this to be played on the podcast. It's Player on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Baby, Come Back. XP sucks.
A mask of false bravado, trying to up a smile that hides a tear. But as the sun goes down, you get that empty feeling again.
Sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Sometimes marriages don't work. Sometimes babies die. Sometimes rehab turns to relapse, and you're left just asking why. And for all the prayers I've prayed, I still wonder if he's real. And if he is, how is he choosing who he does and doesn't heal? I've tried to run from Jesus, I've started holy wars, I've tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is crying. And I burned my share of bridges. I learned to tuck my tail and run. I watched the wreckage in the rear view, all the crooked things I've done. And I know that he forgives me, but it's hard to forgive myself. I can't help but think amazing grace is for everybody else. I've tried to run from Jesus, I started holy wars, I tried the patient waiting and the kicking down. Return, all he's ever been is kind. All he's ever been is kind. And I know I wasn't there, but when I look up at the cross, I see the darkest day in history, and I guess that's what kindness costs. Tried the patient waiting and the kicking. nobody's ever been as kind.
This is RFD.
Deja vu. friend, she said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind, and I just put it right back with the rest. That's the way it goes. Like, baby, you send me
fences, been rescued from a thousand ditches. You still swear you don't fit in, so you kick and scream and you're gone again, wandering off into the devil's wind. How's it going out there, acting like you ain't scared? How's that hard stone, ain't so hard when you're alone, crying tears you hope nobody sees. Guess the good news is he'll never leave you be. Jesus loves you, black sheep. You hate everything about you. You think we're better off without you. You wear your pain out on your sleeve, and you paint it on in a rebel ink, but the alcohol and pills ain't fixed a thing. So how's it going out there, acting like you ain't scared? How's that heart of stone? It ain't so hard when you're alone, crying tears you hope nobody sees. Guess the good news is he'll never leave you be. Jesus loves you, black sheep. Jesus loves you, black sheep. Can't tell you when I ain't no prophet, but there'll come a point in time when you can't stop it. The good shepherd's love smells like smoke. There ain't no hell so low where he won't let the hounds of heaven go. Sick 'em, let the hounds of heaven go. So how's it going out there? Acting like you ain't scared. How's that heart of stone? Ain't so hard when you're alone. Crying tears you hope nobody sees. Guess the good news is he'll never leave you be. And amazing grace is a pesky, pesky thing. But the good news is he'll never leave you be. Jesus loves you, black sheep. Jesus loves you, black sheep.
The sea and set cast. tree. Never thought I'd be one. I am a living, breathing, walking testimony. I am the living proof of what the Lord has done. May call it crazy, but they can't take away my story. 'Cause I am a living, breathing, walking testimony. They said I wouldn't make it, that I should give.